vision and glaucoma, not at birth.
With macular degeneration.
Shop can't miss deals going on now during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. For a limited time, get a free adjustable stand when you buy a DeWalt 12-inch miter saw. That's a $229 value. Plus, save $680 on a Midea 4-piece kitchen appliance suite. Now just $1,796. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Valid 113 through 124. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. While supplies last. See store or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
Welcome to Staples.
I am so pumped. My business is going to kill it this year.
Awesome. How can I help?
First, a new computer.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you save big on tech.
And new posters.
Save on custom printing, too.
And
A new chair?
A chair? Who has time to sit?
Maybe all your new clients?
Now you're talking.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you'll find huge savings on custom prints, storage, chairs, and tech. And now save up to $175 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 2-1.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio, we're real country. 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and after being sworn in for a second term, President Donald Trump pledged to sign a wave of executive orders reversing the Biden administration's policies on everything from the economy, energy, and immigration. ABC's Karen Travers is at the White House.
On those executive actions, a heavy focus on immigration and the border situation. He says he'll declare an emergency at the southern border and that all illegal entry will be immediately halted. A very, very challenging task for this incoming team, of course. He also emphasized drill, baby, drill, which got a big applause from that crowd in the rotunda of the Capitol. That was something we heard often from him on the campaign trail. He will roll back a lot of the Biden administration's executive actions when it came to offshore drilling bans.
After a bipartisan congressional luncheon, President Trump taking part in the first honors ceremony. With troops positioned from all six armed service honor guard formations welcoming their new commander-in-chief. This is ABC News. Brutal cold sweeping much of the country, including Texas, with temperatures expected to stay below or near freezing for the coming days.
Put simply, says Houston Mayor John Whitmire,
I've been convinced that we are about to experience a very serious and dangerous weather episode.
In his city and across the state, streets are being treated with de-icing agents. Schools statewide are closed for the Dr. Martin Luther King holiday. Many have already canceled tomorrow's classes because of the extreme winter weather. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
A magnitude 6 earthquake shaking southern Taiwan early Tuesday. Rescuers assessing the damage and say no immediate reports of deaths. Tonight in Atlanta, Ohio State battles Notre Dame for the National College Football Championship. Ohio seeking its first title in 10 years. Underdog Notre Dame looking for its first in 36 years. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Tom Kelly's carbon fiber mountain bike. Because more than riding his carbon fiber mountain bike, Tom loves telling people about his carbon fiber mountain bike. Friends, family, even a local barista knows about his carbon fiber mountain bike. And that's why Tom's carbon fiber mountain bike, if you haven't heard about it, is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
high temperatures staying sub-zero and winds whipping out of the northwest, it's creating dangerous wind chills, where highs today are really feeling more like 25 below. A cold weather advisory is in effect now and switches to an extreme cold warning overnight tonight. We're to be feeling 40 below. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 6 below zero.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Bitterly cold temperatures and dangerous wind chills will continue across Wisconsin for the next couple of days. The National Weather Service has issued an extreme cold warning for Tuesday between midnight and 9 a.m. for all but the southeastern counties of Wisconsin. Martin Luther King Day in Wisconsin and across the nation, the state's 45th annual official celebration taking place over the noon hour at the Capitol in Madison. A tragic death at the Racine Zoo. The zoo announced Jabari the Maasai giraffe fell in his holding area Thursday afternoon and was unable to lift himself to stand again after animal care specialists and fire personnel from around the state tried to help the giraffe to stand again. Jabari died Thursday night at age 10 from a possible neck injury.
Get ready to load up on savings this Thursday through Sunday. It's Fleet Farm's first truckload sale of the season. Bags of hardwood fuel pellets are just $4.99. Get 2-pound bags of our own trail mix on sale for $5.99. 25 pounds of black oil sunflower seed are $9.49. And Diamond Crystal Solar Salt Crystals are only $4.99 a bag. Fill the truck box with everything you need at the best prices guaranteed at Fleet Farm's 4-day truckload sale.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one feeling. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service, Durant, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durant, NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. And Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Firefighters from Elk Mound and 10 other fire departments battled a fire at Shooter's Showgirls on 850th Street in Elk Mound early Saturday morning. When firefighters arrived, they found the building fully engulfed. The building was a total loss. No one was hurt in the fire. The cause of the fire remains under investigation by the Dunn County Sheriff's Department and Elk Mound Fire Department. The Sheriff's Department is asking the public for any information on any vehicles parked in the immediate area between the hours of 2 a.m. and 5 a.m. early Saturday morning. A Wabasha man has been arrested after becoming stuck on the railroad tracks in Nelson Friday night. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, deputies responded to a vehicle driving on the railroad tracks in Nelson. Upon arrival, they found a vehicle owned by 47-year-old Samuel Horace III stuck on the tracks 50 yards from Highway 25. BNSF was notified of the situation, and a southbound train in the area attempting to stop narrowly missed the vehicle by 1 to 2 feet. Horace told deputies he accidentally turned onto the tracks thinking it was a road. He admitted to drinking prior to the incident. He was arrested for operating while intoxicated and operating without a valid driver's license. One person was injured in a single vehicle accident in Ellsworth Township Wednesday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 24-year-old Sophia Corman of Ellsworth was traveling northbound on Highway 65 when she lost control and entered the ditch. Corman was transported to River Falls Area Hospital. One person's injured after a shooting in La Crosse. Police say the incident happened Sunday morning. Officers were dispatched after reports of multiple shots fired in the 1800 block of George Street. When they arrived on scene, they found one person with a gunshot wound. They were rushed to the hospital, and the severity of their injuries is unknown. Police say while the investigation is ongoing, they believe there was an argument between the two individuals before the shooting. You're listening to WRDN News.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
The Durand Police Department is disputing Eau Claire's allegation that the department dropped off a homeless person in Eau Claire against their will. In a statement, Durand Police said officers had contact with a female the night of October 27th after receiving a call of a person lying in a yard. The female was confused as to where she was and how she arrived in Durand. She told officers she was waiting for a ride back to St. Paul. Later that evening, the female was seen in the Quick Trip parking lot, and the officer asked her if her ride was still coming. The female asked if there was a shelter available. Officers called Hope Gospel Mission, Sojourner House, and Bridge to Hope, and only Bridge to Hope answered and said that they were full. Officers advised the female they could take her to Eau Claire to Sojourner House, but there was no guarantee that they had space available. But she still wanted to be taken to Sojourner House. Officers advised her she was not under arrest and did not commit any crime. Durand police have released body and squad cam footage of the incident and say the accusations from Eau Claire are totally untrue. Last week, Menominee police also released a statement disputing Eau Claire's claim of dropping off a homeless person in Eau Claire against their will. Wisconsin residents are now dealing with the coldest weather of the winter season so far. An extreme cold warning is now in effect for many in the northern part of the state, including the entire WRDN listening area, while the rest of Wisconsin is under a cold weather advisory. Wind chills are as low as negative 40 degrees in some areas, making it dangerous to spend time outdoors. Dr. Christopher Harkin with SSM Health is reminding people to keep all skin covered when heading outside. He also warns that those have conditions like heart disease, high blood pressure, and diabetes are more susceptible to cold weather health concerns. One person was injured in a two-vehicle accident in Trimble Township Thursday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 45-year-old Gina Wilmarth of Prescott was traveling eastbound on Highway 10 when she lost control and collided with a vehicle driven by 33-year-old Tanner Olson of Ellsworth. Wilmarth was transported to Mayo Clinic in Red Wing. Tax preparation will get easier for some Wisconsin residents this year. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue says the IRS direct file system now works seamlessly with the WisTax state tax return preparation site. That means citizens who use the IRS direct file software will have forms like W-2s and 1099s filed automatically in WisTax. The individual tax filing season starts January 27th. You're listening to WRDN News.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
A new bill would require schools to limit cell phone usage in school. Two Republicans in the Wisconsin Assembly introduced the bill last week. It would require school boards to adopt their own phone policies that would prohibit students from using cell phones inside schools. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
When you're in the thick of a project, Harbor Freight is the place that always comes in handy. Whether you're picking up something for your pickup truck or a power tool for your project, at Harbor Freight, your dollar always goes further. And these days, when everything seems to cost more, you can take pride in knowing that you get hardworking tools at hardworking prices. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
DiBenedetto digs in at Viking Motorsports. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today. Brought to you by eBay. eBay. Things people love.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Looking for motorsports coverage you can't find anywhere else? Look no further than the Motor Racing Network's lineup of weekly podcasts. NASCAR news and interviews on NASCAR Live and NASCAR Live Wide Open. NASCAR Cup Series Insight on Crew Call. NASCAR Grassroots Racing News and Talk on NASCAR Coast to Coast. And Sprint Car Talk on Wing Nation. All these and more available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
Matt DiBenedetto has secured a full-time ride with Viking Motorsports for the 2025 NASCAR Xfinity Series season. The new organization that began their NASCAR odyssey last year will have the former Cup Series driver behind the wheel of the number 99 Chevrolet. The 33-year-old from Grass Valley, California, captured three top 10 results for the team in 28 events last season. DiBenedetto will be the first official full-time driver for the Don Sackett-owned outfit. The number 99 Chevrolet will make its Xfinity Series debut February 15th at Daytona International Speedway. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
The college football season wraps up tonight in Atlanta as college football's national champion will be crowned. I'm Bill Scott with sports. It's Notre Dame and Ohio State for all the marbles. Kick time is set for 6:30 p.m. Central Time. NFL title games are also set. Kansas City will play host to the Buffalo Bills for the AFC Championship, and Philadelphia will host Washington for the NFC crown this coming Sunday. Basketball Badgers return to Big Ten action tomorrow night at UCLA. Wisconsin has won seven straight now after knocking off USC 86-69. Marquette also back in action in the Big East on the road at Seton Hall tomorrow night. The Golden Eagles dropped their first Big East matchup of the season on Saturday, and they did it at home 59-57 to Xavier. Hockey Badgers will return to Big Ten play this weekend against the Michigan Wolverines at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin earned a win and a tie against Long Island last weekend in Madison. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle.
with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from StrikeMaster and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Attention high school students across the Badger State. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now accepting entries for the 2026 State Park and Forest 12-month Vehicle Admission Pass Contest. Entries can be submitted through April 30th. More details when we return, but first...
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR is now accepting artwork entries from high school students for the 2026 12-month Wisconsin State Park and Forest Vehicle Admission Pass. The annual DNR-sponsored design contest is open to all school-age students in Wisconsin who attend public, private, and parochial schools. Artwork entries should focus on outdoor recreation, animals, or plants in the Badger State. Materials for the 2026 sticker design contest are now available, and students can submit entries through April 30th. Rules, submission guidelines, tips for a winning design, and past sticker design winners are available on the DNR's State Park Pass Design Contest webpage. Just go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search State Park Contest. The vehicle admission passes provide access to more than 60 state parks, forests, and recreation area properties across the Badger State. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
That spice is 10 out of 10, would recommend.
Hi, my name is Khadija, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is that spicy kick of the chicken. It's just the right amount of heat, and it gets me excited. And then, pro tip, add that cilantro lime sauce. It cools it down. If the sandwich is at 100, the cilantro lime takes it to 200. It makes me want to, like, tell all my friends and family.
Order a Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. With high temperatures staying sub-zero and winds whipping out of the northwest, it's creating dangerous wind chills, where highs today are really feeling more like 25 below. A cold weather advisory is in effect now and switches to an extreme cold warning overnight tonight. We're to be feeling 40 below. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 6 below zero.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Markets, of course, are closed today in observance of the Martin Luther King holiday. We will see the markets reopen this evening for the overnight trade. We're going to hear a conversation I had with Arlen Suderman at StoneX, along with Sue Martin. She's with Ag and Investment out of Clarion, Iowa. We're going to take a look at starting out, though, with some data information that came out on shipping of soybeans and what China's doing.
And my argument has been it doesn't make a difference in the near term, long term maybe, but it doesn't make a difference because our currency exchange rate is the problem. If you look at soybeans right now, if Chinese crushers are looking to buy soybeans and you look at buying from the U.S. Gulf or from Brazil, what they buy from Brazil for shipment next month are going to be roughly a dollar a bushel cheaper. Doesn't have to do anything with tariffs. So they're already making that switch. They are buying some from us yet that are going into their reserve because Brazilian soybeans don't store well in their reserve. And so they either buy U.S. or Argentine, and Argentine aren't going to be available for a while, and they don't know what the size of the Argentine crop is. So they are buying some from that purpose. Tariffs will matter more as we get into the effect it might have on trade as we get into July, August, and they're starting to buy for the fourth quarter of this year. But for right now, our big problem is the strong dollar.
So what about for you, Sue? What are you hearing in regards to the China and tariff and soybean chatter or just grains in general?
Well, I think, you know, we've heard so much of that buzzword, tariffs. You know, analysts throughout the commodity industry have talked about it constantly. We've had, of course, the media talk about it constantly, to where these foreign countries, not only China, but other countries, they're pretty well prepared. They know what to expect. And I think it's going to surprise us. Probably when it comes to corn, yes, China might still go to Brazil for corn as well, although there's some still ifs out on the table on that one. But I would have to say, when I look at beans, you know, the market's been oversold. We're getting some corrective rally here. I'm just a little leery of how much more it's got left to go. Weather will play a big part coming out of Brazil. And of course, they've had their share of weather issues, kind of a mixed bag. Mato Grosso, for example, very slow in harvest compared to a year ago. So I think that it's going to take something weather-wise. I think we could be strong into maybe the very end of the month, you know, January 30th, possibly February 4th, right around in there, put a high in on beans, and then we start our decline with their harvest getting more ensued. But there's some really interesting, this is going to be an interesting year.
Oh, very much so. Arlen, you're shaking your head in agreement, and I know that you've got some boots on the ground with your company. What are they feeding back to you as to how this crop looks in general, both corn and soybeans?
Yeah, and I would agree. The market's priced in a lot of the negative right now. And so it'd have to be fresh negative here that would really want to drive the markets lower. And as we look at the crop in Brazil, we've been wet in the north. But if you look at the rainfall totals, they're pretty similar to what we normally would get in north and in dry in areas of the south. And we've seen some crop stress. In fact, in Rio Grande do Sul, which is a significant producer in southern Brazil, mm-hmm. and the later planted crop, so more possibility for damage there. Our estimates right now from our team in Brazil is we've lost 2.4 million metric tons. They just increased their overall production first of the month to 171.4, which is a record amount. That was up 5 million metric tons on the month. Now, if you pull that back 2.4 million metric tons, but they said, oh, wait a minute, we've started harvest in center west Brazil. Yields are coming in higher than what was anticipated. So we're going to offset some of that. But they're kind of anticipating, when we do our February survey, that perhaps we'll end up somewhere in that 170 million metric ton range, which is still up about 20 million metric tons from last year. So we don't see any real market moving there, news there in Brazil.
Sue, does it come as a surprise, or maybe not, the way this weather has been for them, that we saw such a drop back on crop conditions for especially soybeans?
Well, I think that when I look at Mato Grosso, you know, the far southern part caught some pretty heavy rains here overnight. And you know, basically that's an area where they're dealing with, you know, too dry in part of the state. Number one producer, Rio Grande do Sul's number three producer, and Paraná, which would like some moisture, is number two. So I think that when I look at the weather there and the lateness of taking the beans out, getting them harvested, means the safrina going in is going to be a little bit delayed too. Now, we've got time to worry about that, but that is something that I think is on the table for the corn market. What I think when it comes to China, and I'm kind of switching gears just a touch, but I think when it comes to China, the one thing I could see them coming at us for is probably cotton. I could see China coming into our market and buying a lot of cotton from us. Their growth in December was 5.4%, much better than anyone was thinking. I think November's growth was around 4.6. So a huge improvement for them. If that continues, well, that means their textile industry should start to take off.
Arlen, you and I talked midweek as information was just coming out in regards to 45Z. Give us a nutshell breakdown as to what this really is going to mean, because there's a lot of data that's been released.
There really has been, and a lot of it's been government speak. And so we saw in phases, we've seen information come out from different departments. Big question was the 45Z guidance, and had it come out a few months ago, it would have meant a lot more. Now it just goes into an extended comment period, which means it's up to the Trump administration to put into gear.
We'll have more with Sue Martin and Arlen Suderman coming up on this holiday special of the Channel Final Bell right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network as our conversation continues with Sue Martin of Ag and Investment and Arlen Suderman with StoneX. As I asked Arlen about 45Z and the breakdown he's seen.
There really has been, and a lot of it's been government speak. And so we saw in phases, we've seen information come out from different departments. The big question was the 45Z guidance, and had it come out a few months ago, it would have meant a lot more. Now it just goes into an extended comment period, which means it's up to the Trump administration to put into gear. And what we don't know is, will they accept it as is? Will they modify it, or will they throw it out altogether? We simply don't know. And so if you're a fuel processor, do you buy feedstocks not knowing whether you're locking in a profit or loss? And so for the most part, fuel processors are choosing not to produce. So they curtailed their production by maybe 40% or so. And that's reducing demand for soy oil. Now, the details you asked me about. Overall, if you look at the details, it's good to have clarification. We just don't know how much it means, as I indicated. And when you run the numbers through, particularly after the recent rally we've had in soy oil prices, it helps close the gap, but it still leaves us in negative territory. And the spreadsheet that they released from USDA for farmers to use to determine what practices they could follow to get credits, what a nightmare for ethanol plants trying to do the paperwork to make sure every producer, what have they done? What has Farmer A done? What has Farmer B done? And then working your way through this kind of antiquated spreadsheet, frankly, I think they've created problems, and we haven't brought profitability back to things yet. So rather frustrated overall. And I guess as Sue was saying before we came on, maybe it gives Trump an opportunity to do some good and make some changes.
Time will tell in that regard. Stu, did you see some pressure for the cattle market as we headed into a weekend and a three-day holiday weekend for them?
Well, I think that the cattle market being able to bounce back after Thursday's break was kind of a change of behavior. You know, cattle since the late December low has had a rally effort on every Thursday and Friday. And so to have a down Thursday like we had certainly came off of the border talk that we were going to see the border open for feeder cattle. But then today it started to bounce back, and we came off of yesterday's lows too on this news that, it's going to maybe open January 20th, the week of that. But also it's going to be very slow because they have to get the protocol tested and in place. But it's going to be interesting because cattle have been very dominant, very aggressive. The cutout's been super, especially the select this week has been just very strong. But there's an end to everything. And the fact that the February contract of fats had basically an inside week closing lower, and then the rest of the contracts made higher highs but didn't hang on to it and close lower. And then you have the feeder cattle, the January that's been leading the way, didn't perform on Friday. It seems to me the market is kind of showing its hand that it's losing some steam up here and that we could see this market set back.
So Arlen, could part of that be consumers saying, okay, we're done. We need to back off these prices a little bit?
Well, that's what we've been watching for, but I think the evidence of that, you know, hasn't really indicated it as such yet. What I'm worried about is at some point, will we see something happen in weeks ahead that causes that consumer sentiment to fall? I think the nervousness in the market is the heavy ownership by managed money. And the feeders have largely been heavily hedging this market. So if managed money does decide to exit, who will take the other side of the trade? And that's certainly a concern out there for a lot of cattlemen that I've talked to overall. What was ironic is the big sell-off on Thursday came with an increase in open interest. We would have thought maybe it was some fund money long liquidation, but that wasn't doesn't look like that was the case at all.
And for you, Sue, what are you thinking when it comes to these prices? Are we going to veer off to other proteins?
Well, I think for the consumer, they'll probably shift over to pork. Pork's been very reasonable. I think that's a whole nother story, too, in the marketplace here. But when I look at the cattle, you know, this whole, I would have to say a major portion of this drive in the cattle market has basically been driven by the by the price of ground beef, the cow slaughter. It's not been what it should be, and therefore that has driven the price of hamburger up, which I think, of course, that's your biggest product that the consumer, a lot of these immigrants that have come into this country, they're meat eaters. And of course, ground beef, you know, everything's so high priced. That's when you got children, you use ground beef a lot. And so I think that it's the ground beef that led this market up. I think this market's teetering.
Thanks so much to Arlen Suderman at StoneX and Sue Martin with Ag and Investment for being a part of this holiday version of the Channel Final Bell. And their Channel Final Bell program is brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by PTx, innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible. With President Trump's inauguration underway today, progress will continue in the Senate on the confirmation hearings for his cabinet nominees. Several testified last week, but Brooke Rollins, nominated to head the USDA, will appear this Wednesday. I'll be back with more after this.
AGCO is proud to launch PTx, a new leading brand that combines precision ag technologies from Precision Planting and PTx Trimble. The alignment of these brands supports farmers, dealers, and OEMs globally. PTx Trimble and Precision Planting understand the challenges of farming. That's why they design solutions to help you implement technology and automation on your farm. They knew there was a better way, so they're building it together. With a combined set of products from Precision Planting and PTx Trimble, there are now precision ag technologies to touch all brands, equipment types, and farms. PTx spans the entire crop cycle, from land prep to planting, spraying to harvesting, and each pass in between. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible. PTx. Visit PTxAg.com to learn more.
Yes, it has been a busy week for the U.S. Senate as confirmation hearings for President Trump's cabinet nominees are underway. This week, the agriculture industry is looking forward to Brooke Rollins' hearing, scheduled for Wednesday in front of the Senate Ag Committee. In anticipation of the hearing, a coalition of over 400 agricultural organizations have expressed strong support for Rollins' nomination. These groups represent a broad spectrum of the agriculture community, including farmers, ranchers, produce growers, and agribusinesses nationwide. In their letter to Senate leaders, they highlighted several key reasons for their support. First, they emphasized Rollins' deep-rooted connections to agriculture. Hailing from Glen Rose, Texas, she was actively involved in baling hay and raising livestock and participated in both 4-H and FFA programs. After high school, she pursued higher education at Texas A&M University, earning a Bachelor of Science in Agricultural Development. Professionally, Rollins has spent years developing policy. She served as Deputy General Counsel and Policy Director for former Texas Governor Rick Perry, where she advanced numerous agricultural initiatives. During President Trump's first term, she held pivotal roles, including the Director of the Domestic Policy Council and Assistant to the President for Strategic Initiatives. The supporting organizations also underscored the importance of Rollins' close working relationship with President Trump. They believe this connection will ensure that agriculture and rural America have a prominent and influential voice in critical White House decisions. Her leadership at the U.S. Department of Agriculture is seen as vital for advocating for a new farm bill, stabilizing the ag economy, and supporting the entire food and agricultural value chain. In addition to Ms. Rollins as Secretary of Agriculture, the Trump administration has also named four undersecretary positions with strong backing from the ag industry for all four. I'll be back with more after this.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Hey you, I knew I'd find you back in the same aisle. What are you looking for today? More fiber? More laxatives? More of the same ways to manage your constipation? Look, if your constipation with belly pain keeps coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Brooke Rollins' confirmation hearing in front of the Senate Ag Committee on Wednesday will present a good opportunity for farmers and others in the ag industry to learn about her background, and will learn more about her strategic priorities for the USDA under this new administration. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by PTX. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible, PTX. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. With high temperatures staying sub-zero and winds whipping out of the northwest, it's creating dangerous wind chills. Where highs today are really feeling more like 25 below. A cold weather advisory is in effect now and switches to an extreme cold warning overnight tonight. We're to be feeling 40 below. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 6 below zero.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I should be counting on you at my door. Did you forget about how we ran around? I don't know why you don't take me downtown anymore.
And 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I never had no one that I could count on. I've been let down so many times. I was tired of hurting, so tired of searching, till you walked into my life. It was a feeling I'd never known. And for the first time, I didn't feel alone. You're more. Another, make me feel the way you do. And oh, we just get closer. I fall in love all over every time I look at you. And I don't know where I'd be without you here with me. Life with you makes perfect sense. My best friend, you're my best friend. Oh yeah. You stand by me and you believe in me like nobody ever has. When my world goes crazy, you're right there to save me. You make me see how much I have. And I still tremble when we touch. And oh, the look in your eyes when we make love. You do. And oh, we just get closer. I fall in love all over every time I look at you. And I don't know where I'd be without you here with me. Life with you makes perfect sense. My best friend. My best friend. You're more than a lover. There could never be another. Make me feel the way you do. And oh, we just get closer. I fall in love all over every time I look at you. And I don't know where I'd be without you here with me. Life with you makes perfect sense. You're my best friend. Oh, oh, oh. You're my best friend.
My best friend.
Oh, yeah.
truck, lots of luck, thinking up an alibi. But every light in the house is on. Everything is gone. She left me no chance at redemption. No further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation. No reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. She could have made it real tough, bringing up all the hell that I raised. But no more wasted words on me. No, she kept it short and sweet. She left me no chance at redemption. No further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation. No reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation. No reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Well, it was down some street we couldn't even pronounce. We were stuck in the middle, loving every ounce. Tequila was cheap, but the flow we were feeling was real. Neither one of us looking for three little words, unless those three words were do not disturb. Checkout was supposed to be noon, but we slept until three.
She kept the hotel key, slipped it in her purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and the clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open that door no more. But she kept the hotel key.
Well, I can still see her on the bed, sitting Indian style with my t-shirt on and a half-drunk smile. She talked about Austin and how she'd get back there someday. I had the curtains wide open and a song on my phone. We danced by the TV we never turned on and wondered would anyone miss us if we ran away. But this isn't one of those stories that ends up that way, nah.
But she kept the hotel key, slipped it in a purse, I guess. It makes her think of. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and our clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more. But she kept the hotel key.
The lights
house, we left the crowd, we left the world and locked it out. She left a picture in my head, she left a night I can't forget. But she kept the hotel key, slipped it in her purse, I guess it makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and the clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more. But she kept the hotel key. She kept the hotel key, slipped it in a purse, I guess it makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and the clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more. But she kept the hotel key. Yeah, she kept it. She kept the hotel key. She kept the hotel.
I've been bound to leave you. We've known that for a while. I'm sure it's something I can't do if I can't.